News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The DNA Evidence Act 2015 was tabled in Parliament Wednesday, April 29. The bill will provide for the keeping, maintaining, and operating of a consolidated forensic DNA databank to be known as the National DNA Register for the purposes of forensic investigation and human identification. It will also provide for the regulation of the taking of bodily samples from persons and crime scenes, as well as outline procedures for the retention or destruction of samples and DNA profiles.
This is the third major piece of path-breaking legislation that has been brought to this House by my ministry in the last 3 years. The other two are the Law Reform Fraudulent Transactions Bill and the Criminal Justice Suppression of Criminal Organizations Act.
The DNA Evidence Act was tabled by National Security Minister Peter Bunting, who was making his contribution to the 2015-2016 sectoral debate in Parliament. Minister Bunting also expresses the hope that there will be no unnecessary delay in the passage of the bill. Meanwhile, the National Security Minister says Cabinet has approved a contract for the upgrading and expansion of the police telecommunications system. This is expected to greatly improve the handling of emergency 119 calls across the island. Minister Bunting says the telephone infrastructure that supports 119 is being upgraded to provide the public with improved service.
The upgraded system will provide the supervisors with enhanced capabilities to monitor agents in real time on a call. The wider JCF telephone and data communication infrastructure will also be enhanced. Currently, the JCF's cost of making calls across the organization is not optimized.
National Security Minister Peter Bunting. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says a contract is to be signed early May for road improvement works in sections of Hanover. Mrs. Simpson-Miller made the announcement while speaking at the official opening of the Hanover Cooperative Credit Union Enid Gonzalez building recently.
The National Works Agency has advised me that plans are in place for some major road improvement work to be done in the Riley Bridge to Dias and Green Island to Santoy areas of the parish this year. The contractor has already been selected and the contract is being signed in the first week of May.
The opening of the Hanover Cooperative Credit Union building, named in honor of founder, the late Enid Gonzalez, was part of activities to celebrate the institution's 40th anniversary. And government has boosted its land ownership program, under which a total of 676 lots will be delivered this financial year as part of initiatives to address informal settlements. Minister with responsibility for housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, says $37 million has been set aside to facilitate the acquisition and regularization of land. He was making his contribution to the 2015-2016 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives Tuesday. Dr. Guy says under the National Land Titling Program, Housing Agency of Jamaica has transformed 50 Operation Pride communities across the island by delivering 1,000 titles to beneficiaries.
Of the over 1,000 certificates of titles issued, approximately 90% were collected personally by individuals who walked off the streets into the offices of the Housing Agency of Jamaica, eager to become part of this ownership society.
Dr. Guy says the goal is to deliver some 15,000 titles annually. Those were some of the stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for Total Logistics Facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are HubActive.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes. In what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.